Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is a member-led and driven organization with a vision to be the leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. OCA exists to defend the beef cattle industry at our nation's capital, our state legislature, and in the media. The OCA represents some 5,000 Oklahoma ranching families. OCA membership includes a $10,000 theft reward program, monthly issues of the Oklahoma Cowman magazine, and a lot more. Check out the website, okcattlemen.org, to learn more.
Attention landowners, the Conservation Reserve Program is now open. CRP is a great opportunity for those hard-to-farm acres. It also helps improve a farm's profitability, delivers high-quality wildlife habitat, cleaner water, and healthier soils. The general CRP sign-up is going on right now through March 29th. Find a local Quail Forever biologist at quailforever.org/CRP or visit your local USDA service center. Farm the best. CRP the rest.
Lots of fun events right now happening at the Oklahoma Youth Expo, including the Celebrity Showmanship and the 2024 Pork Partners Derby. Both of those events were attended by President of Oklahoma State University, Dr. Casey Shrum. Our own Ron Hayes caught up with Shrum to talk about the opportunities that OYE gives these young people.
Yeah, it's very impressive. And the opportunities, I think, that are here for the young people of Oklahoma to participate in this level of showmanship is just a great opportunity that they can experience right here in the state of Oklahoma.
Looking into modernizing the land-grant mission at OSU, Shrum said extension is of great importance to society and all the counties that are served.
Yeah, extension is a big part of our strategy and really looking at how do we take a land-grant mission and modernize that. What are the needs of society today in the counties in which we serve? And really thinking about that for the future. But certainly agriculture plays a big role in all the research. I think what makes Oklahoma State University distinct really is we have a veterinary school, a medical school, and a College of Agriculture. So that puts us in a really unique position to do research in many different aspects when you think about One Health from that perspective. And how we impact society, we have a lot of opportunities there to elevate our research just in that lane.
Shrum also discussed the impact that OSU's Dean of Agriculture, Dr. Jason Lusk, who also showed at the Legislative Showmanship event, has had on the university's programs.
Yeah, we're excited to have Dean Lusk here, and this is his first, academic year, and all that he has in store for the Division of Agriculture. I think he brings, a lot of experience, but also a lot of potential and excitement for the future and where we can go.
To hear the complete conversation between Ron Hayes and Dr. Casey Shrum, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, according to the latest Oklahoma Crop Progress and Condition Report, winter wheat joining is now at 14%, down 5 points from the previous year. Wheat conditions rated 61% good to excellent, 32% fair, and 7% poor to very poor. Pasture and range conditions right now, 38% good to excellent, 38% fair, and then 24% poor to very poor. Livestock conditions, 55% good to excellent, 39% fair, and 6% poor to very poor. Over in Texas, winter wheat headed is at 13%, down 9 percentage points from the previous year. Conditions in Texas for wheat, 46% good to excellent, 35% fair, and 19% poor to very poor. Corn planted is at 34%. Sorghum planted reached around 27%. Pasture and range conditions for Texas, 14% good to excellent, 35% fair, and 51% poor to very poor.
Be sure to check out the upcoming BigIron.com online auction Wednesday, March the 27th, featuring Meyer Beef and Grain LLC. There's going to be plenty of well-maintained pieces for bid in O'Keen, Oklahoma, including a 2021 John Deere self-propelled sprayer, a 2019 Massey Ferguson self-propelled windrower, a 2014 John Deere four-wheel drive tractor, and much, much more. No reserves, and all items are lien-free, so register to place your bids today at BigIron.com. Big Iron Auctions, rural connections, respected values, and real deals.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.